Hello and welcome to Cyprus Beat, your daily news briefing brought to you by the Cyprus Mail News Team. I'm Jonathan Shkurko with the latest news from the island. First up, Cyprus could generate electricity from natural gas by the middle of 2025, Energy Minister George Papanastasiou said on Tuesday. He said that now that relations have been mended with Vasiliko Terminal Contractor CPP Metron Consortium, also known as CMC, the project could be finished by the end of 2024, and if the Electricity Authority prepares accordingly, power production could start from the following year. He later clarified that the end of 2024 for the LNG terminal is a timeline proposed by Cyprus. The contractor would provide its own binding timeline in 2 weeks' time. The project consists of two parts, he said, adding that the issue regarding pending certification for the floating, storage and regasification unit would clear up within the week during a scheduled conference call. He also revealed that the government had come to verge of cancelling the contract, but conceded that both sides were responsible for the lack of trust between them, adding that the dispute was not only due to financial issues, although he did not elaborate. The dispute arose following the consortium's decision to halt works in late January and its move to claim 200 million euros from Cyprus in arbitration proceedings at a London court. Moving on, preparations have been completed and the vessel Jennifer, loaded with around 500 tons of aid, is ready to leave Cyprus's shores as soon as the weather conditions permit, government spokesman Konstantinos Letimbiotis said on Tuesday. The ship's cargo consists of sugar, flour, pasta, canned food and milk, plus a crane that will make unloading the aid easier. Letimbiotis also spoke regarding a planned meeting with representatives from over 40 countries who will meet in Cyprus on Thursday to discuss the operational coordination of the next steps regarding the aid corridor. The meeting is mostly aimed at countries that have not publicly expressed interest in taking part in the humanitarian initiative yet, he said. The scale of humanitarian aid needed by the civilian population in Gaza today requires the contribution of many states. No state can handle it alone, especially Cyprus, he said. Meanwhile, around 200 tons of food and aid were distributed to the population in northern Gaza on Tuesday, 3 days after the open arms ship successfully unloaded its cargo after leaving from Cyprus. The aid went to families facing starvation in areas largely cut off by water, the charity behind the operation, World Central Kitchen, said in a post on Facebook. One of the coordinating officers from WCK, Juan Camilo, said the NGO will eventually be able to provide huge quantities of food daily into the shores of Gaza. Still, much more needs to be done, Camilo said in a post. A ceasefire and the opening of as many land crossings as possible are the best ways to ensure Palestinians get the meals and water they need. The aid was taken on the first boat to have reached the shore of Gaza through the humanitarian aid corridor from Cyprus. Meanwhile, it is no longer necessary to present a negative COVID-19 test to visit hospitals and nursing homes, Health Minister Michael Damianos announced. Damianos said the only COVID measure still in place is the use of face masks in hospitals and nursing homes. When asked about the situation regarding COVID-19 cases, Damianos said the number of cases is very low. There are only a few hundred COVID-19 cases out of a large number of tests, around 80,000, he said. He also noted that in intensive care units, the number of cases is minimal, so it was deemed unnecessary to extend the existing measures. And finally, Cyprus ranked second in the European Union for social media participation with 83% of the population actively engaged last year, according to the EU's statistical office Eurostat. Platforms used included Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat and TikTok. The figure places Cyprus significantly above the EU average of 59%. Denmark claimed the top spot, boasting the highest percentage of social media participation among EU member states with 91% engagement rate. Following closely behind, Cyprus secured the second position, while Hungary clinched the third spot with 81% participation. In contrast, France, Germany and Italy reported the lowest shares of social media network participation, with rates as low as 44, 49 and 53% respectively. And that is all we have time for today. Thank you for listening. Cyprus Beat will return tomorrow. For more news, analysis and content, please visit cyprus-mail.com.